Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and Jesus talked a lot in the Bible about children and how precious they were to him, and that we should have childlike faith. And there's a lot of precious children in the state of Kentucky that God has blessed us with, yet there's also a lot of children that kind of lost hope. And today we're going to talk about an organization, a ministry that does provide hope for children, and it is called Sunrise Children's Services. And today our guest is Rick Burslem, who is a Vice President of Marketing and Development with Sunrise. And so, Rick, first of all, man, just thanks for being here today.
Greg, I'm honored, man, that you've opened the door of hope for many, many people, and just to be able to share the good news and reaching so many people. So honored.
Well, Sunrise is just a really, really great organization covering the state of Kentucky, helping everything with foster care, family services, residential places for girls and boys. I want to encourage you to check out their website, sunrise.org. But Rick, I did some preparation for a talk, but why don't you just from your heart share about what is Sunrise Children's Services?
I appreciate it. First of all, we've been around since 1869. We're about ready to celebrate our 150th anniversary. It's a long-standing organization, and it was founded by a group of ladies who had a concern and a great heart, Walnut Street Baptist Church in Louisville. They saw the need around that time period, because around that time period in the aftermath of the Civil War, kids were on the streets, homeless, and they scooped them up. And so these ladies started a Baptist orphanage. And then over time, Kentucky Baptist Homes for Children emerged. And now we're still Kentucky Baptist Homes for Children, but we've renamed ourselves Sunrise. And so one of the consistent things that we continue to do as then and now, we still take care of children. And we call them, for the most part, many of these kids are orphans of the living. And that's a different sense than what we would typically understand the orphans. Well, they've lost their home, their parents. And kids today, it's unfortunate the statistics show a different picture. As orphans of the living, these are kids that have been pulled out of homes. And our Commonwealth has the nation's second highest rate of child abuse and neglect. And that's a statistic that should make somebody pause to think and consider what is going on, not just in this world, but in our state.
So second in the country?
Second highest rate of child abuse and neglect in the country.
Oh, my goodness.
We have more than, statistically, they estimate, they know about 9,800 youth are currently in custody of the state, but they really estimate there's more. And it's hard to really get your total finger on that, but the number is rising every month. And The sad thing about also that statistic, roughly 70% of those children are out of home due to the effect of drug usage in their households. Let me give you a quick story, Greg. About 3-4 weeks ago, I was sent a picture by our president, Dale Suttleson, as a baby, the cutest little thing you've ever seen. And his name is Dominic. He was called over to the hospital. Dale was, and because we have foster parents that are therapeutically trained, medically fragile, for medically fragile children. This mama was there 24/7 for little Dominic. He was undergoing his fourth operation. He was an opioid baby. Little Dominic, as a 9-month-old, weighed about 10 pounds. Oh. As an opioid baby, his digestive system was greatly underdeveloped, and he was about ready to undergo his fourth surgery. We have a crisis. And so what Sunrise does is that we have stepped up and we have said, bring the children to us. So we work with around 1,300 of those 9,800 youths and families. And so we're big. And, it's interesting. 5 years ago, that number was 425. Now we're at 1,300. So that shows you the need. And again, just to be clear, it's not just working with just children. We work with children and families.
Well, that's incredible. It really is. That statistics about the second highest rate of child abuse in the United States. There's a lot of things. Obviously, sports are big here in the state of Kentucky, and we love it when our basketball team is in the top 5 and our football team's cracked the top 10 even, which is just amazing. I hadn't seen that in my lifetime. But my point being, to hear that we're number two in child abuse, it breaks my heart. And most of all, I know it breaks the heart of God.
Well said. I mean, our ministry has grown. We have four specific ministries that deal with these families, that help these families. And again, 425 5 years ago to now 1,300, how do you handle such a complex situation and the issues related to the why? And so, you know, the why is broken families. The why is hurt, unimaginable assault and trauma and just pain given to these kids. They don't deserve that. But what we've done is we have adopted this personage of the hands and feet and the heart of Christ to be able to reach out and bring hope and healing to these kids. We have 300 young people roughly in foster homes. Again, all of our families are therapeutically trained because these are unique situations and unique kids and how to work with these kids who are hurting. But 300 families today working with these young people, they're heroes, man. They're just heroes. We also provide uniquely, we're 24/7 on call for those families. Our ministry has a high capacity to really reach in and help our families. It's not once and done, get the foster kid, shut the door. We are with that family and our family services in particular. We reach out, we counsel, we continue to provide support and consultation for the families. We have six residential facilities throughout the Commonwealth.
Where are all those located, Rick?
Well, of the six, so let's start local and we'll span out here. Danville is, you know, what we'll call our local facility. And then Moorhead, that's young ladies. The Danville is, we have 27 young men. Moorhead, roughly 10 to 12 young ladies. And so around Somerset in that area, we also have our Cumberland Adventure Program. And we work with about 50 young men in this outdoor program, essentially trying to challenge them in a different way. It's not just sit and get and, you know, get the therapy within. It's let's get out and let's exercise, let's move, and let's experience God's creation in a whole different, we'll just say go out there and let's teach them how to be men in an orienteering type of ropes, facilities type of modality. And then we go across the state, and we have two facilities in Elizabethtown. One's called Crossroads, and the other is Glen Meadows, and that's there. And then we also have one, it's called Spring Meadows in Mount Washington. So six facilities we work with, up to a capacity of about 120 young people. Again, two female facilities and four male facilities. But, you know, we could have more. We would love to have more because the way we do our therapy, Kenny Williams, our vice president of community-based services, and Andy Fisher, who's in charge of our res, these men are phenomenal. They care so deeply about these kids, and they just support their staff to love on the kids.
Well, that's powerful. It is so powerful just to hear all that you guys are offering, and yet I know about the statistic that you shared about the second highest rate of child abuse in the country, that there definitely needs to be more space available, more opportunities. And the thing that you said, Rick, that really touched my heart is that, you know, you're doing it trying to help, you know, families and kids get healthy. And it's not just kind of a, you know, we live in such a drive-through instant credit society. Let's just get something quickly. We can order things online, have it delivered to our doorstep. But when people come out of a unhealthy home situation, when children have been abused, you know, it takes time to heal those wounds, doesn't it?
Well, how do you really do that, Greg? Only through the grace and love of a compassionate God. You know, when these kids look in the rearview mirror of their life, it's not a good one. And, you know, oftentimes they're stuck in that rearview mirror mindset. There's no hope. The other day, a young lady who's 14 years old wrote a essay called My Normal. And she's 14 years old. She's been in 20 foster homes. She was, we'll just say, inappropriately abused multiple times, living on the street, trying to make it. We got that young lady. We got her, and we're helping that young lady heal. And her hope and her idea of normal needs to be changed. You can't look in the rearview mirror and define normalcy in the pattern that she experienced. Normalcy now is looking out that window and seeing a bright and hopeful future. Want her to look forward. Want her to have hope. She said this. It was the coolest thing talking to her. She said, well, I want to be a medvac helicopter medical personnel going through the Navy, get trained. It's like, you know, Greg, it's just, I love kids, man. Spend my whole life with kids, and now as a Sunrise employee, you know, I get to see that there's just so much need. She wants to be a Navy trained medvac helicopter. I say, go girl, come on.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. And I do believe I heard Rick Warren say many, many years ago, the pastor out at Saddleback Community Church out in California, say that God never wastes a hurt. And I love that you talked about helping change in the kids' rearview mirror. And you know, I've shared with this maybe only once or twice in the 200-plus programs we've done so far in this first year of Hope is Here. But I was sexually violated as a child myself. And so I know the wounds that go with that, the shame, the guilt that I felt. And then I unfortunately didn't tell anybody or deal with it till I was in college, my freshman year. And yet a lot of healing came. And so I'm thankful that there's a safe place that kids can go, families. If you just turned in, we're talking with Rick Burslem. He is with Sunrise Children's Services here in Central Kentucky. They have places all throughout Kentucky, as he shared earlier, if you're just tuning in. But I want to encourage you to check out their website, sunrise.org. That's Sunrise, just like it sounds, S-U-N-R-I-S-E, sunrise.org. And just think you'll really, really be blessed. But I love that you guys want to help get on the solution side. Obviously, we have a situation here in Kentucky. And if people are listening, Rick, how can they get involved? What can they do to help? I mean, I would assume, obviously, you need financial help. What other ways can they help here in our final minute today?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, there's three levels. There's sympathy, which means, hey, we're sorry you're hurt. There's empathy, which means I hurt with you. And the third level is compassion. We're going to do anything and everything we can to help. So specifically, you know, sympathy, everybody's got sympathy. Got it. We need people who have an empathetic sense of God's missional cause for kids. These kids need help and healing. Pray for them. Yes, we do need our funds, and we need funds to help these kids. We need funds for their programming to help them as they age out, as they turn 18, and their independent living, and get them the path of life that they need. We're going to have a big fundraiser on February 9th, and that's with George Foreman. He's coming in, and the title is that, Fighting for Hope. Man, it's going to be the coolest thing, Greg. I hope you're going to be there. We may have you spar with Greg Foreman, put you up in front of him, and you can try to get a shot. I know our time is about up.
Well, we're going to talk some more, so I want you to tell more about that and some other opportunities. So if you just tuned in, we're talking with Rick Burslem. He is with Sunrise Children's Services here in Central Kentucky, but they help throughout the whole state of Kentucky. But we're running out of time today, but I'll encourage you to check out their website, sunrise.org. But tune in tomorrow as we're going to find out more about all they do to help children. And so, unfortunately, we have the second highest rate of child abuse in the state of Kentucky. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.